Hello, and welcome to the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright, and I'll be your host for the next hour as we listen to some 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. Initially, when I was preparing today's program, my idea was that we would take a sort of mini tour of the United States by listening to songs with the names of states in the titles. As I was searching around, though, I came across a number of records having to do with Virginia, which, incidentally, is my home state, and I got to thinking, why not just make today's program entirely about Virginia? So that's what we're going to do. Songs about Virginia, songs with Virginia in the title, groups whose performing name includes Virginia or some variation thereof, that's what we'll have on today's program. And we're going to start with a record by Meyer Davis's Le Paradise Band, recorded in Camden, New Jersey, March 26, 1925, one of Victor's very first electrically recorded dance band records. Victor 19630 is the catalog number. Billy Murray is the vocalist, and the song is Let It Rain, Let It Pour, I'll Be in Virginia in the Morning. Here's a song that I think is undeservedly obscure. Let It Rain, Let It Pour, I'll Be in Virginia in the Morning. A nice tune, peppy performance too. The song was written by Cliff Friend and Walter Donaldson. Billy Murray was singing it, along with Meyer Davis's Le Paradise Band, that record from March of 1925. I tend to think of Meyer Davis in the mid-20s as something of a poor man's Paul Whiteman, which isn't really fair because Meyer Davis was quite successful, leading multiple bands at the same time. Not that he was actually conducting them at the same time, but he was sort of the business manager who would arrange to have bands sent out to various engagements, and I think he probably did quite well for himself. Meyer Davis had incidentally made his first records back in 1916, almost a decade prior to the one we just heard, and they were Hawaiian records under the name of Meyer Davis Kalaluhi Hawaiians. He recorded four titles for Victor in January and February 1916. I don't think any of them were issued. But he did start recording regularly the following year, 1917, and would continue, I think, well into the 1950s. Up next, we'll hear a record by another very prolific band leader of the 1920s, Sam Lannon, here under the pseudonym of Chick Nelson's Collegians. This is a Domino record from May of 1926. Another ubiquitous vocalist appears here, Irving Kaufman, and the song is There's a Blue Ridge in My Heart, Virginia. Domino record number 3733. A song that enjoyed some success in the middle of 1926, There's a Blue Ridge in My Heart, Virginia. The band leader on that record was Sam Lannon. The vocalist was Irving Kaufman from May of 1926. My name is Brian Wright. For those of you just joining us, you're listening to The Shellac Stack, a program featuring 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. And on today's program, we're surveying records having something to do with Virginia. And for these next few records, the connection to Virginia is admittedly tenuous at best. The first record we'll hear is a song called The Teddy Bear Blues. After that, it's one called Mind in My Business. And then we'll finish up the set with Low Down. What's the connection to Virginia, you might ask? Well, in this case, it's the name of the ensemble performing, a group known as the Virginians. For the first two records, Teddy Bear Blues and Mind in My Business, the Virginians is a nom de disque for a subset of the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, a group led by Ross Gorman that played a little jazzier, a little peppier than the normal Paul Whiteman Orchestra did. The first record, Teddy Bear Blues, was made November 17, 1922, a tune by James H. Jackson. It's played as an instrumental. After that, we'll hear Mind in My Business sung by Frank Crummett with accompaniment by the Virginians, from December 21st, 1923, that song by Gus Kahn and Walter Donaldson. At some point in late 1924, the Virginians ceased recording for the Victor label, and Ross Gorman and His Virginians shows up as a label credit on some Harmony records from 1925 and 26, which I assume was probably largely the same group, or at least under the leadership of the same Ross Gorman. Victor Records, though, in 1927 or 28, revived the name The Virginians after an absence of a couple years, this time to designate a studio group led by Nat Shilkret. So these later Virginians records, all of the electrically recorded ones, are essentially Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra, just under the name of The Virginians. So three Virginians records now, starting with Teddy Bear Blues from 1922.
Business, what that happened to you. For instance, Rockefeller never tried to make our car. Still, he's doing fine. And Henry never fooled around with Standard Oil, because it's not in his line. I declare their mind and their business. I know they never go wrong. And so I'm minding my business, yes, going along. My friend may have his faults, but what he is, and if he lets me have my way, then I let him have his. He has a great big car, but I don't mind at all. It may be twice as big as mine, but mine is twice as small. Tried to make a car, still he's doing fine. And Henry never fooled around with Standard Oil, because it's not in his line. And so I'm minding my business, yes, going along.
Thank you.
The Shilkret sound is unmistakable on that record by the Virginians. Low Down, written by Joe Trent and Peter DeRose, recorded in New York, June 8th, 1928, Victor 21680. Not that there's anything wrong with the Shilkret sound, I like it, but that was clearly a different group from the two that preceded it. Before that, we heard Frank Crummett singing with the original Virginians, if we can call them that, the Virginians directed by Ross Gorman, from December of 1923, a song called Mindin' My Business, written by Gus Kahn and Walter Donaldson. I like that song a lot, and the Virginians seem to have liked it too. They also recorded that as an instrumental at about the same time, but I thought you might like to hear the words. That was Victor 19259. We started this set with Teddy Bear Blues, Victor 18992, from November of 1922, that one written by James H. Jackson. All three of those show credit to the Virginians as the performers on the label. Well, from performers calling themselves the Virginians, we'll head back to a couple of songs about the state of Virginia now. First, Memories of Virginia, sung by the Peerless Quartet, recorded in Camden, New Jersey, August 20th, 1923, a song written by Jack Wilnorf and James W. Atkinson. Victor 19168 for those keeping score. After that, we'll hear everybody's favorites, Ted and Ned, a pseudonym on the label for Ed Smalley and Jerry Macy. It's a Champion record, 15825, a song called Old Virginia Moon from September of 1929. So here's the Peerless Quartet, followed by Ted and Ned.
I lived in old Virginia, far away. It seems those days I can't forget, no matter where I stay. I had a dream last night, that's why I'm feeling sad and blue. I dreamed those days came back once more. Now I wish dreams would come true. I dreamed of old Virginia and my dear old southern home. I was back amid the fields again where once I used to roam. I could hear the darkies singing, and it sounded sweet to me. I pictured scenes of days gone by when I played at mother's knee. There stood the same old schoolhouse that I went to long ago. I could see my playmates and my sweetheart blow. When I woke, my heart was sore. Oh, the dream brought back once more sweet memories of my old Virginia days.
Virginia moon so dreamy. Tell the folks I'll be returning soon. Tell me, do they long to see me? How I yearn to wander down the lane when Virginia stars are beaming. So I pray each night and day I'll soon be with you, old Virginia. That line the west, loved it so, but had a feeling, Virginia moon, I love you best. Moonlight anywhere is good to see, but you mean my home to me. Returning soon. Tell me, do they long to see me? So I pray each night and day I'll soon be with you.
Well, it's a pleasant enough song, Old Virginia Moon, but I don't think it's going to displace Carolina Moon anytime soon. That was Ted and Ned. Well, that's how they're billed on the label. Really, Ed Smalley and Jerry Macy, both of them accomplished and prolific studio singers of the 1920s, recorded there about September 26th, 1929. Champion record 15825. Before that, the Peerless Quartet, Memories of Virginia, recorded for the Victor label, 19168, in August of 1923. My name is Brian Wright, and you're listening to the Shellac Stack, today featuring songs about Virginia, performers with Virginia in the title, any kind of tenuous connection we can make to the state of Virginia on today's show. In this next group, we're going to hear a couple of semi-Western swing bands of the mid-1930s. First, Norman Phelps' Virginia Rounders, Decca 5245, a pop song from I think about 1920, called Margie. After that, we'll hear Hugh and Shug's Radio Pals, Decca 5534, from 1937, on a green mountainside in Virginia. So two from Decca's Hillbilly and Western Swing series of the mid-30s, beginning with Norman Phelps' Virginia Rounders.
Always thinking of you, Margie. I'll tell the world I love you. Don't forget your promise to me. I have bought a home and ring and everything for Margie. You've been my inspiration. Days were never blue. Margie, Margie, it's you. Days were never blue. After all is said and done, there's really only one. There's Margie, Margie, it's you. Side in Virginia, my sweetheart is sleeping tonight. Neath blue southern skies in Virginia, our hearts were once happy and light. But the angels grew jealous and they took her away. Up where the stars shine so bright, on a green mountainside in Virginia, my sweetheart is sleeping tonight. The world seems so lonely without you, but they say, oh, how happy you'll be. I can't understand why that almighty hand had to take you, sweetheart, from me. Mountainside in Virginia, my sweetheart is sleeping tonight. Neath blue southern skies in Virginia, our hearts were once happy and light. But the angels grew jealous and they took her away. Up where the stars shine so bright, on a green mountainside in Virginia, my sweetheart is sleeping tonight.
There you have Hugh and Shug's Radio Pals, On a Green Mountainside in Virginia, from July 16th, 1937. That was Decca 5534. Before that, from the previous year, from February 24th, 1936, we heard Norman Phelps' Virginia Rounders, Decca 5245, a swingy little version of Margie, written by Benny Davis, Con Conrad, and J. Russell Robinson. Let's continue now with a record that I debated whether I should play for you or not, because it's an offensive record, it's a hurtful record, and although it was marketed as a comedy disc, I don't find there to be very much funny about it. You might ask yourself, why would I go to the trouble of playing a record on the program that I know to be offensive and hurtful. And the reason is that while one of my primary objectives here on the Shellac Stack is certainly to entertain you with music and great and sometimes not so great performances from the first half of the 20th century, another objective from time to time is to educate, and sometimes that means grappling with the darker side of the era's entertainment industry. It was a time when racial prejudices were much more widespread and out in the open than they are today, and we'll hear that reflected in this next record, which does contain some strong language, language that I certainly do not condone. The record is by Walter Kelly, and he made a career around a vaudeville act that he called the Virginian Judge. Now, Kelly was originally from New York. He was born there in 1873, but as a young man, he moved to Virginia, where he opened a small cafe and observed the people who would come in and out of this restaurant. He picked up on some of their dialects, be it Irish, British, or African American, and attempted to mimic these in his act, which was sort of like a 1920s version of Judge Judy, you could say. He plays the sort of smart aleck judge who talks back to the people who come up before him in kind of a mean-spirited way, I have to say. Which is part of why I don't find it all that funny. It's just more mean than funny. But we'll have a listen to this because it is a Virginia record of some sort, Virginian Judge. Victor 20388, this is Southern Court Scene, Fifth Session, Parts 1 and 2. Between 1920 and 1926, Walter Kelly recorded 5 of these Virginian Judge records. This is the last, from May of 1926. Keep in mind that Walter Kelly is doing all of the voices here. He's playing all of the parts, which I suppose is somewhat remarkable in and of itself. Anyway, let's have a listen now. Here's Walter Kelly, Virginian Judge.
I want a daughter in the court here. Dan, get that cat out from under that desk and keep it over here. What do you want, Lucy?
Judge, I want to get a divorce. That's what I want.
Your husband been beating you?
That nigga better not try to beat me. I push his head through a window. He lay a hand on me.
Isn't he supporting you properly?
Yes, he's very good that way.
What grounds have you for a divorce?
I don't know. I just sort of lost my taste for it.
You go on home, or I'll tell your husband to give you a good beating if you don't. Get out of here now. Tut Jackson and Willie Steptoe. Bring those two along, Dan. What have you two been beating each other about? Go on, Tut, tell us your side of it.
The judge, I got me a soft drink stand over yonder in the Rockets. And last evening, Willie come on by, and he say, Oh, Tut, what y'all give me for 2 fresh eggs? I say, I'll give you any kind of drink you want if they're fresh. He said, it certainly is. I say, name your drink, boy. He say, I want a milk punch with 2 eggs in it. Well, of course, I told him I'd get it to him, so I went on through with it. But he started making game of me after he got the drink, and I lost my temper, and I just lay a milk bottle on him. That's all I done.
What about it, Willie?
Yeah, Judge, he never let me finish that drink. He crowned me when I bought halfway through. That would have done.
Where did you get the eggs?
Oh, well, I won't tell you about that, Judge.
You better think up a good one, too.
Well, last evening, coming home from work, I cut across Mr. Jones's field. And right out in some high grass, I like to step right on them eggs. Seems to me they must have been laid by a sort of wild hen. That's what I thought.
Yeah, those wild hens are very dangerous. I'll protect you against them for the next 30 days. Lock him up, Dad. Sarah Carter and Jefferson Calhoun. Bring those two along. You two are charged by Officer Lee with disturbing the public peace and disorderly conduct on the highway. Tell us about it, Jeff.
Well, Judge, I've been working this last 4 days, putting down some gravel walk for Mr. Livesey. And while I was working yesterday, she come on by. And when she passed on, she say, Oh, fish mouth, what y'all doing? I say, Sarah, y'all better go on about your business. I say, if you don't, you're going to have this rake for a side comb. But you keep on messing around and calling me names and talking about my folks. And then she say, she wished she had a hotel with 100 rooms in it and found me dead in every room. But I don't want no mess. I just push on away. That's all I do.
What about it, Sarah?
Mr. Brown, Lord, hear that man lie. I was delivering some wash last evening for Captain John B. Stone. Coming on home, I passed on by Mr. Livesey's house. And when I passed by, he said, Oh, flat foot, where you going? I say, boy, you're fixing to get a wreath on your chest if you don't let me alone. Then he say he's gonna chase me until I find a new street. And he also say he's gonna slap the taste out my mouth. But I see what a gwine act means, so I start on home. And just when I turn my back, he grab hold of me like a wet rag and bust me right up against the fence. Drag me around and beat me about 20 minutes. I never got so tired of a man in my life.
What do you want done with him?
The judge, I'd like to have him shot.
You better go on home, behave yourself, sir. $2 in cost, Jeff. That'll be $3.25.
Yeah, Judge, I've got that much right in my pocket.
And 30 days. Got that in your pocket? Lock him up there. Jasper Ellis. Bring him out, Dan. Jasper, you all are charged by Officer Giddings with the attempted larceny of one sack of coffee from the C&O docks. What about it?
The judge will see me get blamed for most everything missing around here. I won't ever near that dock, and I don't care for no coffee no help. I own up a very fond of tea.
Why didn't you steal some tea?
There was no tea around there.
In 30 days in the chain gang. Lock him up there. Michael Dugan and Percy Stainthorpe. Bring those two along. You two are charged by Officer Gray with disorderly conduct on the public highway. What about it, Stainthorpe?
Well, Your Worship, last evening I was standing up in front of the post office with several other gentlemen chatting about hunting and fishing. And this Irishman was amongst them. During the conversation, he asked me if I'd ever seen a nightingale. And I said, no, I never have. I've heard of them, but I never seen one. Then he asked me if I'd ever seen a clannagale. Well, I didn't know just what he meant, but I didn't want to appear ignorant altogether, so I said, oh, yes, I've shot several of those. I remember nothing after that until I hear the nurse at the hospital saying, sit up and take this. That's all there's to it, Your Worship. I should never have been brought here.
What about it, Michael?
Well, Your Honor, I was chatting with him and several other men last night in front of the post office, and he made a very dirty remark about an Irish society that I belong to. So I got a bit vexed, and I gave him a bit of a push. Looks as if you pushed him in front of a freight car the way he looked. Go ahead home, Stainthorpe. Cost you $5, Dugan. Well, Your Honor, that's an awful price to pay for beating an Englishman.
I know it is, but it comes under the head of luxuries to an Irishman.
Cash Hawkins, Violet Epps, Rose Taylor, Lily Taylor, and Magnolia Johnson.
Bring out that bouquet, Dan. Tell us how the row started, Violet.
Hey, Judge. My first trouble with Cash was about a year ago. It was right after my husband's death. And he come over sympathized with me. And I told him I wish I had some flower seeds so I could plant on my husband's grave. And he said he gonna bring some. And he brought a bag of seed over and I went out and planted them. And I went out and looked at that grave about 2 weeks later and it is just covered with lettuce and onions and every kind of vegetable. But I didn't bother him about that. But last evening I was having a little party at my house celebrating the anniversary of my husband's death. And he come on by and rattle on the shutters and knock on the door. And I told him, go on away, I got nobody but some lady. And he won't go away, he say, one talk with me. And when I open the door, speak with him, he bust me right side my head.
You want to say anything, Magnolia?
No, Sir Judge, we all made up say whatever Violet said to his soul.
They got theirs all fixed, Cash. Tell us your side of it.
The judge, I own up, I passed by a house, like she say, last evening. And I knock on door very gently, and she say, get on away from there, you bat-eared nigger. You're just as welcome as diphtheria. So I start on home, and just when I turn my back, I was struck from behind very frequently. Who hit you first? That what I don't know. Seemed to all come in a bunch.
You couldn't tell which one struck you?
No, sir, I could not judge. If you got hit with a buzzsaw, you couldn't pick out what tooth done it, could you?
No, I don't reckon that good. 48 hours apiece. Lock them all up, Dan. We'll have the right one then. What is that band, Remus?
Yeah, Billy Cassam, minstrel, Judge, coming on.
Temporary recess for 20 minutes, Dan. I want to see that parade.
And there, in the interest of not whitewashing over history, objectionable though it is Walter C. Kelly's Virginian Judge, Southern Court Scene, Fifth Session, Parts 1 and 2, recorded in May of 1926, Victor 20388. Those electric Virginian Judge records aren't all that common, but the earlier acoustic ones that he made in 1920 and 21 on the Blue Label Victor Records seemed to turn up quite a bit, leading me to think they were fairly popular at their time, which is, in a way, somewhat frightening. Let's continue, though, now with something more pleasant from Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, Victor 20751, an early appearance of Bing Crosby as part of the Rhythm Boys, We'll hear I'm Coming, Virginia, recorded in Liederkranz Hall in New York City, April 29th, 1927. And then, because that song, written by Will Marion Cook and Donald Haywood, is so good, I thought we'd hear another version. This one by LaVere's Chicago Loopers, recorded in Los Angeles in July of 1944, issued on the Jump label, Jump record number 2. So, two versions for you now of I'm Coming, Virginia, starting with Paul Whiteman.
I'm coming, Virginia, I'm coming to stay. Don't hold it against me for running away. I've tried to forget you, but I found I'm all wrong. Need your bright southern moon once more, I'll croon that dear old mammy tune. And if I can win ya, I'll never more roam. I'm coming, Virginia, my Dixieland home. Thank you.
And there you have two very different but very delightful versions of a wonderful song by Will Marion Cook and Donald Haywood called I'm Coming, Virginia. First, it was Paul Whiteman and his orchestra from 1927 with a rhythm boys vocal. And then we heard a version recorded in 1944 by LeVere's Chicago Loopers featuring violinist Joe Venuti. Also in the group, we heard Billy May on trumpet, Artie Shapiro on bass, Nick Fatul drums, Matty Matlock clarinet, Floyd O'Brien trombone, and Charles LeVere at the piano. Well, with that, we come to the last 78 on today's Shellac Stack program, and I thought it was about time we heard a born and raised Virginia performer, so we'll listen to Kelly Harrell and Henry Norton. Kelly Harrell had been born in 1889 in Southwest Virginia, grew up working in textile mills, and then started recording for the Victor label in the mid-1920s. This is something he and Henry Norton recorded in Charlotte, North Carolina, August 12, 1927. Kelly Harrell gets composer credit. The tune is Row Us Over the Tide.
Cheering, we're strolling one day down by the river side. One stepped up to the boatman and said, row us over the tide. Row us over the tide. Row us over the tide. One stepped up to the boatman and said, row us over the tide. To us, mister, dear mother is dead. We have no place to abide. Our father is a gambler and cares not for us. Please row us over the tide. Row us over the tide. Row us over the tide. One stepped up to the boatman and said, row us over the tide. The angels took mother to her heavenly home, there with the saints to abide. Our father has forsaken us, he's left us alone. Please row us over the tide. Row us over the tide. Row us over the tide. One step up to the boatman and said, row us over the tide. Papa and Mama told weary one day, for that child. We are so tired of waiting so long. Please row us over the tide. Row us over the tide. Row us over the tide. One step up to the boatman and said, row us over the tide.
And with Kelly Harrell and Henry Norton singing Row Us Over the Tide, Victor 20935 from 1927, that is all there is on this edition of the Shellac Stack. As always, I thank you very much for tuning in and listening to these old 78s with me. I hope you had fun, hope you heard something that you enjoyed, and I hope we'll see you back here next time for more records from the first half of the 20th century on the Shellac Stack. Until then, take care. Bye-bye. Thank you.